Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
So here we are, back in our virtual studio, here to give the listeners exactly what they want.
You don't know anything what anyone actually wants.
Don't I?
No, you don't.
I know what you want.
What do I want?
And it's illegal. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What do I want? What do I want?
I'm not going to say it and throw you under the bus, but we all know.
Go on, tell me what it is. Throw me under the bus.
You would like to... Look, I can't even say it. I can't even bring myself to say it.
Say it. You have to say it.
You would like to stay on Made in Chelsea until you are an old man.
And then what?
Look, I don't want to get into it because, you know, there's a trial going on. You know, it's illegal for it to talk about it.
What? Hello, everyone. Welcome to our bonus episode of Private Parts that we do every single Wednesday. I'm here with the lovely Francis and myself. How are you?
How are you, guy?
Canadian. How are you, guy?
How you doing, guy?
Can I tell you a film that I watched the other day that's unbelievable? And to all of the listeners, they should probably watch it as well. It's freaking fantastic.
What is it?
It's the new Tom Hanks movie, Greyhound.
Is it?
Oh, whoa.
What's so good about it?
Going to give you a quick synopsis, so you're going to love it. This is the
Is he on a Greyhound bus?
No, he's not. Yes, it's Tom Hanks, and he sits on a Greyhound bus, and the people that he meets on it.
It's 4 hours long.
And he goes from where to where?
He actually doesn't go anywhere. He just drives around in circles. But it's nothing to do with. Do you know? Have you ever been on a Greyhound bus?
I've never been on. I've been on buses from Leeds to London before, but never on a Greyhound bus.
Yeah, I've been on a Greyhound bus in America when I was a teenager.
What were you doing? Who were you escaping?
I was traveling. No, I was traveling in America, and I didn't have my driving license at the time. So it's kind of that. Sort of situation, you have to take a Greyhound bus sometimes.
What the hell? Wait, the situation where you don't have a driver's license, so you have to take... It's like you're some like traveling loner.
Yeah, you want to get somewhere. You want to get somewhere.
You're not some nomad when you were like 12.
I was going down to Miami.
to do what? To pick up some chicks? To go clubbing?
No, because I had a flight
down to Miami.
Yeah, I had a flight to catch. And...
Why didn't you fly? Firstly, there's a couple of questions I want to ask here. How old were you to begin with?
I think I was like 17 or 18 or something.
Okay, so you were 17. Why didn't you fly?
Oh, no, I flew to America.
Yeah.
went to see family. And then I just wanted to take a Greyhound bus. I'd never taken one.
And you went on the bus and you said, "Where's this going?" And they went, "Miami," and you went, "Sold."
That's what no, no, no. I, you know, you don't, it doesn't work like that. You buy a ticket to the place you're. It's like an airport, you know.
And how? What's on the bus? Are there TVs or anything like
that? Yeah, I mean, it's very comfortable. But I remember I woke up and then I looked to my right. It was like the middle of the night. And this guy was eating a raw sausage.
A raw sausage?
He was eating a raw sausage.
No, it can't have been raw.
No, it was raw. I could see it like stringy pulling. He obviously like was really hungry and he ate this raw sausage.
What? Did he say something? Did he say, hey, buddy?
No, but I felt like being sick.
Yeah, that's pretty hideous, actually.
I don't know if that happens on every Greyhound journey, but...
Yeah, the same, if you go on the Greyhound and you don't see a guy eating a raw sausage, you haven't hit the winner.
You're not on a Greyhound.
you're on something else. No, Tom Hanks's movie, Greyhound, is a true story about the boat traveling from America, I think it is, to the UK across the Atlantic. And they get to a part in the ocean where they can't have any air cover because the planes don't have enough fuel to get to them. So it's called like the black spot, where basically they have no cover from anything. So they're by themselves. And Tom Hanks is the captain of a battleship and he has to look after a fleet. I'm talking about 30, 40 other boats. And he has to protect them against the U-boat submarines, the German U-boat submarines. And it is.
Oh, was this in the World War?
It was in the World War, and it's a true story.
Oh, I thought it was a recent thing.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. It
Can you do an impression of Tom Hanks?
Oh, in what movie? Give me what movie?
No, when he's announcing that he has coronavirus, can you do that?
Yeah, I can. This is Woody, hey, Woody. Now, that sounds more like the pig. How does it? Hey, oh God, guys, we got it. I got the coronavirus. That was bad, wasn't it? I was trying to do his impression when he is Woody, but I couldn't really do it. You're just going to sit there in silence while you just make me fluster in my embarrassment? Is that what you're doing, Francis? Ah, very good. I know exactly what you're doing. Hey, to all you private parters, this is our bonus episode that we love to do.
I know, we announced that, didn't we?
Yeah, no, we did, but I'm also just explaining, because these episodes are all about them.
Yeah.
It's not about you and I, even though we waffle on with each other. It's about them and our gratitude and our appreciation towards...
The listener.
The lovely listener who constantly gives us support. So I've got a couple of things that I thought I'd read out for us, Francis. What do you think?
All right, go on then.
So I've got a letter from someone, if we want to read that out. Would you like to show you read a letter out?
Go on.
Okay, so he says, hi, Jamie and Francis. To get my two-year-old to sleep in the afternoon, I've had to resort to getting in the car and driving around the neighborhood in circles before transporting him into his bed, whereby I am then awarded a lovely 2 hours of peace between 2 and 4. Now, recently, I decided to make this very relentless drive more enjoyable. I listened to my favorite podcast, yours, of course.
Ah. I hope she was wearing headphones because, you know, sometimes there's inappropriate swearing things for a child to hear.
Now, this is a very interesting experiment, as I noticed very quickly that as soon as I put on private parts, my toddler fell instantly asleep, like straight away. Oh. So strange. Trust me, I tried lots of different podcasts too, and he stayed awake for all of them. And I'd be driving for hours, but literally as soon as he heard the dulcet tones of Jamie and Francis, he fell instantly into a deep sleep.
Really?
My husband didn't believe me when I told him, so I took him on a drive to show him the effects your podcast had on our two-year-old. He was surprised and instantly convinced and subscribed immediately to Private Parts of the days when he would be in charge of nap time. We debated slightly about the references to sex, wanking, and penises, blah, 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 etc., etc., but thought he was probably way too young to understand this stuff and is way more precious for us to have a few hours of parenthood each afternoon, even if it meant our kid had to listen to slightly X-rated podcast. So basically, just saying a massive thank you for getting my son to sleep.
Hey, maybe we should start a spin-off podcast where we just talk to each other and talk to the baby and say, look, go to sleep, little baby.
So thank you, Abby, for that lovely little message.
Thank you, Abby.
Basically, what we're doing, Francis, we're putting toddlers to sleep.
Well, you know what? It's good, actually, because as long as we could keep going, you know, we've got the youth indoctrinated.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, so that when they grow up and they are at podcast choosing age, they'll choose ours.
Ah, maybe you're right. All right, Francis, we also have some questions from the lovely private parties.
Oh, let's hear them.
We have one from Maya Ash Ledon saying, best drunk stories. What's your best drunk story?
Best drunk story.
Yeah, do you have a story that you were even drunk? I was probably with you at this time. What did we do once that when we were drunk and we were like, well, that was not good? I remember. Do you remember? We, Francis and Pradlock lived together, and we, Francis and I threw a party, a small little party on the roof, and we made a bonfire on the roof. And we had a barbecue on the roof, and it burnt through the roof.
I remember that.
Do you remember that? Turns out, if you're having a barbecue, don't put it on a wooden roofing. It's the worst thing.
Yeah, no, that, I think, it was not our brightest move.
Also, the other time, Francis, do you remember when we came downstairs the next morning and you had spray painted the back wall?
Oh, yeah, but it was with paint that wiped off.
Yeah, and you were like, doesn't it cool? And we're like, no, it's not our house. What have you done? And you had tagged the back wall, thought it looked cool.
It did look cool, but I understand it was a bad move.
Oh, God. We have another one from Chiggers69. Will you ever come to New Zealand?
Yes.
You would?
Do you know they've got no more coronavirus cases there?
They have nothing?
No, but I guess it's a massive island with only a population of 1 million people.
No, right? It has 3.5 million people in New Zealand. 3.5 million people in New Zealand. That's it.
I guess it's easier to get a handle on those sorts of things.
That's true. Okay, here you go. Here's one from Living Life Out Loud _. Will Jamie ever leave MIC?
Hey, that question, I'll take that. No. No, he won't.
That question goes for, I'll take that one, actually. You don't think I would? Do you think I'd ever leave?
I think you say that just to make people think that you have a soul. But...
I don't think I have a soul.
And yesterday you called me and said, Francis, would you come back on Made in Chelsea?
When did I ever say that?
You said, you said it in so many words.
Well, what do you mean? So I phoned you up yesterday.
You said, you asked me, oh, this guy's coming on. Do you want to, you know?
No, I didn't. I said, do you know this guy? I've been asked about him. That's what I said. I didn't ask you. I didn't actually say anything of the sort.
I thought you were trying to dangle a carrot. Say, look, you know, this guy, your mate.
No,
it's coming on.
No, I didn't. There was no dangling of a carrot. I just said, oh, I've heard that this guy might be going on. Is he a nice guy? You said yes. There was no mention of you coming back or anything like that.
But, you know, the producers know that that guy is my kryptonite and I just have to be on any television show with him. So it's no.
Does that mean you would think about coming back to?
I'll only come back when you leave.
Right. We got another message from John Joe_Randall. Will the Lost Boys ever make a comeback, musically or otherwise?
Hey, you know what? Funny you should say that. We actually have our group that we started has restarted.
What was our group?
The Lost Boys.
Was it a music group? What were we?
You know, the Lost Boys.
I know the Lost Boys. That we're the Lost Boys.
Remember, I sent you that picture of the van.
What van?
Do you not see that?
No, you didn't send it to me.
Yeah, I'll forward it to you now. Hold on, here we go.
What do you mean you'll forward it to me? What is this picture of this van? I don't understand.
No, I sent you a picture of the... There we go.
Have you sent it to me?
Yeah, I'm sending it now. There we go.
What have you sent it on? Have you sent it on WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, yeah.
Okay, I've just got it. Here we go. Okay, so if you go onto our Instagram right now... You will be able to see, and that's at
Tour Bus.
At Private Podcast. Francis has taken a picture of a van that says Lost Boys on it, and he's claiming that's our tour bus. It's a van. How would that be our tour bus?
No, it's a splitter van. I just got the new paint job, and it's going to be great.
That's not your car. You've also taken it from miles away, so how would that... Like, why wouldn't you go up to it and take
it? Jamie, have you ever tried to take a picture of a car right next to it? It's impossible.
What do you mean it's impossible? How zoomed
in? It's a close-up. You just get a close-up.
What the hell? How do you... I don't know. Listen, I think you've lost the plot.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, come on, let's ask another question.
No, I haven't got any more questions, but I have got something to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you remember at school, right?
Yeah.
When we were at school.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go to the doctors to have like a test, and they would check out all the different things. And one of the tests you did when you were younger, you had to drop your trousers, and the doctors would have to check your balls to see if they were all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think that still happens now?
What do you know where they check your balls and
yeah.
they make you cough?
Do you remember having to do that?
Yeah,
but do you think they do that now?
What, where they put the finger up the butt?
they never ever
and make you cough.
They never. My mum told me a story once when she was younger. My mum had a very weird experience at the doctor. She was like, that was like something happened where the guy was just like a bit odd, and she came back and told her friend. She was like, God, it's a really weird experience for the doctor. And her friend went, not as weird as mine. And she went, what happened? She said, I had a sore throat, so the doctor made me bite on an apple where he put a finger at my butt.
That cannot actually work as a cure, surely. But you know, actually, it's funny because, you know, I lived in France for a long time.
You've lived everywhere.
I lived in France for 6 years growing up.
In between time? You lived in America until you were 12.
Well, I was born in, yeah, so this was basically the first 6 years of my life I was living in France, just outside Paris, mm-hmm. in a place called Fontainebleau. Mm-hmm. But my question was that because I was actually in hospital in France.
Is this your question, or you're telling a story?
When I was 8, because I had an appendicitis, so I was in hospital for like 2-3 weeks. I nearly died because there was a strike. You know, the doctors were on strike.
Yeah.
So they couldn't do a operation on me. They had to get the military, and it was fine. But
military.
Yeah, a military surgeon to do my surgery. But the point is that when they were checking my temperature, they put the thermometer in my butt. And in France, this is completely normal. In fact, they generally will put it in the butt rather than the mouth, right? And obviously, Zoe is French.
This is your girlfriend.
When she came over here, she was saying that when she first saw someone put a thermometer in their mouth, she was like appalled. She was like, that's disgusting. These English people are fucking. That's revolting.
That's true. Would you have like a thermometer for each person, or would everyone just share the thermometer?
Well, I mean, no. I think they sanitize them. That's the little glass thermometers.
It's quite dangerous putting it up your butt because your butt is like a vacuum. It could just.
Well, you should know.
It is though. Your butt is like a vacuum, so it just gets sucked up.
What? No, not mine personally. Or do you mean one's butt is like
one's butt? Yeah, it's weird that because things go out of it, but also things go back in.
Well, yeah, not in everyone's house.
Right, everyone, to all of you wonderful private parters, that was another bonus episode.
Nailed it yet again.
Nailed it once again. Thank you so much for everyone who sends in the questions and the stories. Thank you so much to Abby. That was
a big shout out to Posey and Freya Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're two friends of mine that love the podcast.
Oh, hey, Posey and Freerwood.
And in fact, you know who their parents are?
Who?
Have you ever watched Gogglebox?
Yes.
Do you know Giles and Mary?
No.
The posh ones.
Yes.
Who sit in the armchairs?
Yes.
Yeah, that's their parents.
Well, they're complete legends.
I've been to that cottage.
You have.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's like a location shoot. It's not just their
don't
house.
Wanna, don't want
to
brag.
You've been to their house. That's what you mean.
I've sat in the armchair. Yeah.
And you've been to their house.
Yeah, I've been to their house.
Sick. Well, to Posey and Freya, thanks so much for being fans of the podcast. And to all of you private partners, once again, we honestly couldn't do it without you. Hopefully you are enjoying the content as much as you ever have and enjoying the podcast. If you do have any stories, please send us an Instagram at private podcast or send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, that is me and Francis. Francis, why don't you leave the listeners with something inspirational?
It's a crazy world out there, but just remember, we can agree on a lot more than we think. So stick together, love each other, and let's fight for freedom.
Yeah? Anything else?
Yeah. No, that's it. Fight for freedom.
All right, everybody, listen, we'll see you on Friday for another episode. See you then. Bye-bye.
See you on Friday.
Bye.